Welcome to Investment Moments with Momentum Investments, where we talk to investment professionals and financial experts about investments and savings. We will unpack all things investments to give you insights to help your clients achieve their financial goals. I am Lavashni Naika, Communications Specialist at Momentum Investments. Joining me in studio is Eugene Borta, Deputy Chief Investment Officer at Momentum Investments. We discuss diversification when it comes to investing in uncertain markets. Welcome, Eugene. Please tell us more about your role and what makes it interesting in the time we find ourselves in.
Good morning, Lavashni. Yeah, so as the Deputy CIO, my role is really to provide strategic direction to the design, the portfolio construction, the implementation and the management of our outcomes-based investment portfolios to deliver on, the client experience at the end of the day. Now, I mean, it sounds like a mouthful, but it really is about translating that client goal of the client into investment speak, then constructing the most appropriate solution to deliver on that goal in the most effective way. It's very much research focused, the role. The beauty of our industry is that it's ever changing, right? Clients' goals change and it evolves. So therefore we need to think about the world differently, and we need to think about how do we actually construct those portfolios in the best effective way, given that our perception of risk changes, our understanding of risk changes, how the future will unfold changes. And that really keeps us, relevant and honest and focused in times where, there are structural market changes and, things like the pandemic affects the world in a specific way. It keeps us focused and it keeps us honest in the way that we actually approach things.
I think it's very pivotal that you've mentioned clients' needs and goals change. We find ourselves in quite a difficult week this week with COVID-19 still raging. It's understandable that South Africans are feeling anxious in general, and this may sway their emotions in different ways. In your mind, what is the key to diversification, considering that we all don't know what the future holds?
Yeah, so diversification is really about the effective way of managing risks, right? So it starts with, setting the right asset allocation for a client goal. Now, I mean, it's about the old adage of not putting all your eggs in one basket and building a portfolio where you actually don't know what the future holds. If you can do that right at the start, is focused on that specific element, of not understanding what the future holds, then you are really truly thinking about what diversification means.
Eugene, can you break down what an optimal strategic asset allocation would be?
So an optimal strategic asset allocation means different things for different people. It is about, understanding what the client need is at the start. It is about understanding what the return objective, but not only the return objective, but also the risk objective. That is an extremely important component. An asset allocation for one person might differ, or the optimal asset allocation for one person might very much differ to the optimal asset allocation for another person because of the fact that goals are different at the end of the day.
As we mentioned, so much is going on globally and locally right now. Market conditions change, personal needs and situations change. What common mistakes do you think investors make when determining their risk tolerance?
So people often are very much peer focused. They think about, what their friends are doing, what other people in the market are doing, what they're seeing, other asset managers and how they are performing. So very, very often we see clients that take on too much risk, which might effectively mean that at the end of the day, you don't have, or when you want to withdraw your money, you don't have enough money because the markets have moved in a specific way. Or you might not be taking enough risk in your portfolio, which means that after you've saved for a long while, you might end up not delivering on your goal because of the fact that you have not added risk to your or enough risk in your portfolio. I think the important component is that you should see risk as your friend if risk is correctly calibrated to deliver on your goal at the end of the day.
Besides delivering on good returns, how important is responsible investing to our portfolios?
Responsible investing is extremely important, especially in the days that we live in. I mean, it's about having an impact on the society and the world that we actually will retire to. So it's part of our DNA, and it's part of our outcomes-based investing philosophy, and it should be part of every investor out there to ensure that the world we are retiring into is safe and sound for us and our offspring to actually live in at the end of the day.
Eugene, why are infrastructure investment programs important during a time of COVID?
It's the COVID-19 crisis have actually amplified the growing calls for resilient and adaptable infrastructure that can effectively operate during moments of crisis. Now, it leads to a massive opportunity, and therefore it's important for us to embark on infrastructure investment programs that actually strive to deliver on sustainable technological advancements that are resilient. It resonates with us. It's a dire need for us as individuals to have effective infrastructure, and it is also important.
Eugene, thanks for laying that foundation that, you know, you need to stick to your needs and your goals and not worry about what's happening around you and around us. What message do you have for those who are nervous about market volatility and are tempted to think too short term about their future by switching to investments with the best performance?
Yeah, so it is about communication. I think communication and information is extremely important. So the more the investor can spend time with your financial planner, understanding really the goal that you are striving towards, understanding what's happening in the market, and not about the white noise and the speculation, but truly what is underlying every single opportunity or event that's happening in the market. That can put an investor's mind at ease and ensure that you are then, you know, aligned to the overall goal. If you can understand before a risk actually unfolds and market returns go negative, that makes you a lot more comfortable to know that stick to the plan, remain invested, because at the end of the day, you'll know you'll get through it. It's part of the plan, it's part of the profile, and it's part of where you want to land up towards delivering on that specific goal.
I think COVID-19 has definitely tested us on sticking to the plan. Eugene, thank you for your time and insights into investing. You've been listening to Investment Moments with Momentum Investments. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.